At the beginning of our parsha, there's a counting of the Jewish people. And the question is, why are they counted? So we're told that they're counted because the Jewish people were on the verge of crossing into the land of Israel. And when they crossed into the land of Israel, they were going to need to have an army. So the most important thing was you need to know how many soldiers you have in your army. And we see that throughout Tanakh, where also often the Jewish people will be counted. And sometimes it will even tell us that Yehuda, the elite soldiers, were even more. But listen to what the Torah tells us. At the entire group of the Jewish people were collected on the first day of the second month. And they, so they counted them by their households, by the names from 20 and up by head. But Rashi says something fascinating. He says, Heviu sifrei yichuseihem, that each of the soldiers, when they came to be counted as part of the army, they brought their book of Yichus. What does that mean? They had to prove that they were a Jewish person. And why is that? So Rav Shimshon and Fal Hirsch has an amazing answer, which I think is so beautiful, and I think it is so appropriate for the time that we live in. He says that the reason they had to bring that was that Umos HaOlam, the rest of the world, when they count soldiers, what makes a great soldier? A great soldier is someone who is incredibly strong. Perhaps someone who is ruthless, perhaps someone who is a real murderous type person. That is the type of person you want on your side if you're fighting a war. You feel that they have your back. They're going to keep you safe. Not until the Jewish people, but the Jewish people, what does God say? God says, this is what I'm looking for. I'm looking for people who are God-fearing. I'm looking for people that come from good Jewish stock. Because those are people that are going to have all the right characteristics to be both defenders of the Jewish people, to be people that will be brave and bold soldiers, but that will also have a conscience. And that's so key. And when you watch the news and you see what's going on and you see that our so-called soldiers that are fighting us, the Jewish people in Israel, are shooting rockets and they're aiming for what? Civilian centers. They're aiming for hospitals. They're aiming to hurt and harm. You say, that's what the Torah was telling us. Hevi sifri chuseihem. Klal Yisrael bought their books of their heritage to show their morality, to show that they, every fiber of their being, even in war, is focused on doing good things, doing appropriate things, doing the right things. It's a goal to keep people safe. That's what it's all about. Halavai, the rest of the world should wake up to that reality and that realization. And then we could live b'shalom u'b'sheker u'b'shalva. Have a good day.